Blog Talk Radio.
Kilroy, the sheriff. The U.S. biggest import, entertainment. The U.S. biggest export, entertainment. Sports, music, fashion, it's entertainment. Cell phones, reality shows, and PlayStations. Today, if Rosa Parks was waiting on us, it's sad she'd still be on the back of the bus.
True.
Instead of you fighting for freedom with me, you'll take to the streets to burn a jersey, discuss an ESPN Hyper Bowl show, where a false king said if he'd stay or go to Miami for brighter lights and a title. So just do it. Stop following false idols.
Yeah.
Ring around the Justice Center, I was there. March against Cleveland Clinic, I was there. Invading Radio 1, I was there. Hold up, where were you? Oh yeah, not there. Discuss, we're too busy to protest while the loss of freedom breathes down our neck. Disgusted in you, hope you follow my line. You can ask for freedom, I'm demanding mine.
You wonder why. You wonder why.
Disgusted.
You wonder why. You wonder why.
Disgusted.
You wonder why. You wonder why.
Disgusted.
You wonder why.
Disgusted.
You wonder why.
Lawman of the land, you should hear my alarming. Armor up when you hear my next warning. The Euclid Corridor, which produced a health line. Brand new project, which will slash a straight line straight through the heart of the inner city. Knocking down homes and tearing through buildings. It's called the Opportunity Project. 375 mil, the cost to implement. Plowing through Kinsman, Fairfax, Slavic Village, Buckeye, East 55th will be pillaged. Two biggest employers in our city, Cleveland Clinic, oh yeah, and University. They use corridors to get employees to work, even if houses get plowed in the dirt.
You wonder why. You wonder why.
Disgusted.
You wonder why. You wonder why.
Disgusted.
You wonder why. You wonder why.
There's a lot of racist clubs down in the flats. Week after week, sad fact, we head back. Even a Russian mob has the nerve to trip. If you don't believe me, check my manuscripts. Before the club could play us out like fools, we packed them Swiss boxers and said, cool.
Yeah.
We need more black-owned clubs like Club Earth. Maybe then we'd envision our self-worth.
You wonder why. You wonder why.
Disgusted.
You wonder why. You wonder why.
Disgusted.
You wonder why. You wonder why.
Disgusted.
You wonder why. You wonder why.
Man, I'm just too disgusted to rap.
You know it.
Y'all complain about rude security and high prices, but are probably heading to the flats right now to get your Dougie and Flex on. Disgusting. HJS. Cher. Still rolling.
And welcome once again. Of course, that was Disgusted, Sheriff Kilroy, HJS Music. And I'm looking at the 216-804, 216-209. And I'm going to the phone lines right after I do a couple of quick things. Quick thing number one, just to let you know that you are listening to Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 5, Verse 38 already. That M-A-N is an abbreviation acronym for Music Activism News. 646-478-0944 is the call-in number. Disclaimer number one, I got to give you three quick disclaimers for those on the phone line so we don't have any problems at all. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, so have pen, pencil, paper, notebook, laptop, desktop, iPhone for any and all info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line anyway to see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, stay quiet. You'll go back on hold. You don't even have to dropped a phone call or hang up on me, nothing disrespectful like that, you could just hold a line. I'm going to give you the top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. And we're going to say we debut it at number 10, the world's worst voting education service ever held. More on that in just a little while. Number 9, Emacs the Image. Number 8, Suave Report EP. Number 7, Voice It Radio held a tailgate at Jack's Racino for the Browns. Yeah. Number 6, moving on up, the Black on Black Crime Incorporated and Black Man Army, Black History film, Man to Man, was first held the past Thursday. There'll be one in about another 3 Thursdays. Showed Hidden Colors 1. Had food, drinks for people to come through, and that was nice. Number 5, moving up, Black Odyssey, thousands of YouTube views. Wow, they got a show about to be lined up for everybody. Film, they're doing some nice videos. Native is up on deck. I also want to go and say, moving up to number 4, Thank You Jesus, CCR2. Then you could go to 072616, CCR, that's Black House Sounds, or CCR2. I Walk Like a Man, The Sheriff. All 3 videos on YouTube. The I Walk Like a Man is something brand new just thrown off at you. Number 3, yesterday the Inner City Republican Movement registered almost 10 felons for jobs. Best songs I heard really wasn't songs. We were on a 10-5 in St. Clair, Inner City Republican Movement, and you heard a whole lot of F. Donald Trump come from people in that area. I want to thank Black House Sounds Endo Dubsack, who gave some very, very nice insight to how things was. I also want to thank his wife, Carmen Classy, who came up there, and we'll move on from there. Number 2, HJS Music. You know, everything was rained out the past Saturday, but this Saturday, HJS Music will have a free cookout, barbecue, food, drink with an open mic this Saturday at noon, Cleveland Standard Time, at the Superfly Barbershop, 14064 Euclid Avenue, across from the East Cleveland Library. Black Man's Army event. Black House Sound will be there. Hey, you never know what else is going to happen. And then number 1, the debut, it's the Ohio Hip Hop Awards week. Before I go to the phone line, I want to stop and definitely send out love, Paula Maxine Dupree, a loving mother of Donald Dupree Jr. She had her celebration of life service the past Saturday. It was at the Church Alive off of South Road in Brook Park. Mom went to sign the book, and I can understand and overstand why. Maxine, Aunt Paula, was my aunt, my mom's sister. We just know that she's in a much better place. She had been suffering for the past few years, and I just want to definitely say that I look forward to having a very good family bond with my first cousin, Donald Dupree Jr. Had a nice talk with him and everything like that. So I wanted to throw that out there. I'm going to go to the phone lines after I let people know, which I kind of should, some of the things that's going on. We'll pick 3 and say Kicking It With Kim, which you can find on myloudradio.com. The blackonblackcleveland.com is Black on Black Crime Incorporated's website, blackonblackcleveland.com. You can Facebook Alfred Porter Jr. period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. And then on Mondays at 7 p.m., it's the Tomahawk Radio. Tomahawk Radio, Mondays at 7 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time, on www.newstalkcleveland.com. I'm going to see what's going on with this 216-804. 216-804, how you doing out there? 216-804. Going 3, 2, 1. And I thank you for just choosing to listen. See, you didn't even have to hang up on me and all of that stuff. I also have all these ones that dialed in, and I guess they thought I was going to come to them. And my thing is, Also, if you hear me tell you that, hey, just hold the phone line, we'll get to you, that kind of means that, hey, hold the phone line and we'll put you back on hold. I also want to take the time, since we're dealing with certain things, I didn't do it before I go to the 216-209 phone line. I didn't get a chance to do it, and I should have, because if you don't look out for your own, and no matter what you thought, you know, Jerry Heller, music executive, he passed at the age of 75. Yep, that Jerry Heller. But a lot of people didn't realize that he was a Shaker Heights native who launched rappers NWA. And you wonder where they would be without Jerry Heller, and I get to that in just a moment. Because, you know, Jerry Heller was a once powerful music executive who helped take gangster rap mainstream as a record company founder and the manager of the group NWA. He was later pillarized as a caricature of the greedy, exploitative manager who takes advantage of young music stars. And he died about, I'll say, 3 weeks ago, maybe around September 1st or 2nd, around September 2nd. He had a massive heart attack while driving. And he also had a history of heart problems and diabetes. Now, Heller had been a manager of musical acts since the 1960s, working with, we'll say, Creedence Clearwater Revival. I love that group. Marvin Gaye, excellent. Pink Floyd, Elton John, but let's be very honest about it. It was his work was in the 1980s with the group of young hip-hop artists from Los Angeles, the teenage rappers who formed NWA, most notably Eazy-E, Ice Cube, and Dr. Dre, who went with them, and they became the first major stars of West Coast gangster rap, and they're boastful, intensely profane lyrics depicted a world of sex, violence, racial tension, and frequent references to guns and a definite overt hatred of the police from the way they saw things. As if you saw that film Straight Outta Compton, you would realize why. And in 1987, Heller and Eazy-E, a.k.a. Eric Wright, launched Ruthless Records, an independent label devoted to the emerging genre of gangster rap. And we're going to say that it was at that time Eazy-E who wrote the rap tune Boys in the Hood, which later became a title of a movie directed by John Singleton. You know, I wonder where Cleveland's Bone Thugs and Harmony would be without Ruthless Records. Let's think about that, because Eazy-E basically honed their craft and allowed them to be themselves when they left out of St. Clair and went to California. And with the release of NWA's first album, Straight Outta Compton, in 1988, 3 times platinum, 3 million copies sold. And, you know, it's very interesting that when you call their names of Ice Cube, O'Shea Jackson, Dr. Dre, Andre Young, DJ Yella, Antoine Caribbe, and MC Ren, Lorenzo Patterson, Heller considered himself virtually a sixth member of the group. And there is the one thing that you got to admit, though. When Dre broke camp, he criticized Heller in the harshest terms. As a matter of fact, when he got out there and told him on the song No Vaseline, he left no bridges unturned, and Ice Cube let it be known. You let a Jew break up my crew. Get rid of that devil, plain and simple. Put a bullet in his temple. Now, Heller took it in stride, but as you take a look, Heller didn't like the depiction of that Eazy's wife, Dre, and Ice Cube had in the film Straight Outta Compton, but you must look at everything and say that before he passed, Heller sued the film's producers, including Ice Cube and Dr. Dre, for defamation, but in June, a California judge dismissed most of the lawsuit, except for one claim that Heller said that he tried to sign Ice Cube to a solo deal. And it just lets you know that there was some validation in certain things. But, you know, you just look at some of the careers and everything that was started, and I definitely had to point out Heller from our own area. I'm going to take the time and go, and before I go to that 216-209, 216-702, all those ones across the board, I'm going to let people know that you can, if you choose. You can Facebook or Blog Talk, Bored and Restless Club, or D Gambit Radio, or I Am a Superwoman Radio. Also, whohasthepower.com. Now, with that being said, I'm going to 216-209. How you doing out there?
Oh, I'm great. Porter, this is John from Black Odyssey.
What's happening, man?
Oh, man, everything's good. Everything's going on really, really good. I want to say shout out to Natives because they're getting ready to drop another video pretty soon from, you know, winning the contest over at the Best of the Best Showcase. So, and then there's going to be a third video because they were in love with the work so much, they went and came and got another video. So
nice.
I'm just happy. Yeah, I'm just happy that, man, everything is turning out and, you know, and people are happy about the professional work that I believe and I see, as we all see, that the show is a success. Because I try to give out more help than what you pay for in a dollar amount, just for even get tickets and everything. So for all those who don't know how the show is set up, I'm going to take a couple seconds just to explain it real quick. When you buy into this system, you buy in tickets that you can sell back and get your money back plus more. So that's up to your own discretion whether you want to sell the tickets or give them out to your people. The second thing, we have the top prize for the winner is a free music video, airtime on your station, of course, and then mixtape placement. And we're not only giving you one mixtape song, you get two mixtape songs. And we promote all this just to get you exposure, just to get you out there. It's not just about us because we are halfway where we want to be. It's about helping everybody in the community, taking care of your own kind, where you come from, the ones that believe and struggle the same type of struggle that you struggle and believe every day. Oh, man, I know I got a mouthful, and I'm sorry I'm running out of breath, but, oh, man, it is so much. So stay tuned with the date for the next show. We are in we're working up every night, all night, to just get this thing right and get it together for the next showcase. And we're going to make an event out of it, another event that stems from it. So all the videos that we accumulate after a while, we'll have a best of the best red carpet event and hold an award show for the videos that turn out to be the best overall from what the public says. So, like I said, we're working day and night to make sure we have another successful show. And we will get, stay tuned. We will get with you on the dates and everything. And for all those who don't know and want to see some work, you can just go to YouTube and put in BLAQODESSY. That's Black Odyssey. And it'll take you to some of our videos first, but as you scroll down, you'll begin to see other people that we done work for and got it out there. And you can take that same link and follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and find us on Facebook, Black Odyssey, BLAQODESSY. And if you want to talk to me direct, just go and hit John Allen, JohnAllen, all black profile, and that is me.
Thank you so much, man. If you hold a line, I think you'll like what we get into.
I sure will.
No problem. As I go back and before I get to, wow, another couple of phone callers, I just want to take the time and say, also, I forgot, sometimes I don't get a chance to or overlook things, but I cannot overlook names that came out of the NWA family, such as Arabian Prince, who started off on that first album, was very overlooked, but when he put out his first album, he put out original member of NWA, and nobody argued with him on that because they work so closely together. I want to go into announcement mode and bring up the fact that you have the Celebration of Life for Dr. Michael R. Williams from the Black Studies Department president of 14-plus years. Dr. Michael R. Williams, A Celebration of Life will be this Thursday, September 22nd, 2016, from 6 to 8:30 p.m. Join the Black Studies Program Department for a celebration of the life of the late Dr. Michael R. Williams. Deservedly so in the main classroom auditorium. I would say 2121 Euclid Avenue. That's Cleveland, Ohio, 44115. You can enter from East 22nd Street, either from Euclid or Chester, main classroom auditorium. If you need any more information, definitely call during business hours for 216-687-3655. And while I do that, I also want to call out information that Black Votes Matter by Nate Simpson. Tomorrow noon, Howard A. Mims African Cultural Center, main classroom building, 1899 East 22nd Street, room 137. You can enter from Chester or Euclid. Free and open to the public. That's just something that's going on that I would definitely like to let you know about. There are all kind of things that I could get into, but what I would like to also say is just stop myself and let people know that if you choose, it's the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop radio show, now airs Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on voiceofradio.com, and that's where that particular program airs. You can also go to shoutcast.com, type in Hood Tunes Radio 24 hours a day. That's where our music playlist, all that music's being lined up and put in there. And I just want to say I thank you all very much. A few more announcements. I'll get into those in just a little while. Let me go to 216-702. 216-702, how you doing out there?
Hey, Al, how you doing out there?
I'm doing excellent, all things considered. What about you?
I'm doing great. First of all, I want to acknowledge Dr. Williams. He was one of the best things that ever happened to Cleveland State because he broke the barrier lines as far as making sure that Black studies actually stayed Black studies. So I want to just thank him and let you know his celebration of life and what he done for Black studies and a white institution, because that's what you would consider Cleveland State, right?
Yes, yes.
He broke barriers and he stood strong in making sure that Black studies stayed Black studies instead of multicultural studies. And I just appreciate being able to have meet and have known a man of such high character such as Dr. Williams, and he will definitely be missed and never forgotten.
Amen. Hey, you were very busy yesterday.
Yeah, I was busy out there. You know, that was one of my proudest, probably my second proudest moment. My first one was the birth of my son and how successful he's been, but being out there yesterday was my second proudest moment, when I was able to register felons to be able to vote in this election and also give them the opportunity to be men in their household by having jobs. I was just so happy to be out there, brother. I want to thank you. I want to thank Black House Sound. I want to thank another lady. She was a social worker. Came down. I want to thank everybody that came down and spent time with us in promoting felons can vote in the state of Ohio. They have up until October 8th to register, where they'll be able to vote in this presidential election, because the Black vote, it does matter, and it will be the difference in this presidential election.
I thank you so much, because some of the things you've stepped up to the plate about have almost been taboo subjects for all parties. Come on, I can't even say what a Green Party stepped up. No, it's been a taboo subject. Nobody that I've heard of on a national or local level, and if all politics are local, nobody mentioned felons and getting them to vote and that they do have the right to vote in our state.
Well, you know what? I feel as though being a black woman, the only way I can help my community is to keep them informed of issues and rights that we are entitled to. And so many times people, they want to pass judgment on felons, but you don't never want to help them get re-entry back into the community and being a productive citizen. And one way you do that, by first you start voting, and the next thing you know, you get a job, and you're a productive citizen, and they're no longer calling you a felon. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
So I just
and
feel
I saw
as though,
the list.
Yeah, I just feel as though it's one of my responsibilities in keeping my community informed. And that's what, you know, pretty much as far as being a Republican, that's what it's all about, keeping the community informed to different rights that, you know, Democrats might have them slept on or maybe they don't care about. But my community and where I live at, because I live in 216 The Hood, every other house or every three houses, there's a felon. So if I want to make a difference in my community and make my community more prosperous and make my community beautiful and, you know, make it where it's safe and people aren't not having repetitivism by going back to prison, then I got to help these felons get some jobs, because it's all about being a man at the end of the day to strengthen the black family.
Well, I just want to say once again, thank you. A special thanks goes out to Steve, Kevin, Catherine, people who were unafraid to come out to the 10-5, and it was real nice to see at least a smile on a few people's faces as they signed up for jobs that are actually out there for them. And like I said, once again, I just thank the Creator that he put that, I'll say, warrior spirit in you, as well as that caring heart to look out for the community.
And you know what? I got to thank God, too, because you know what? I'm nothing but a tool, a messenger, and I get my directions from him versus getting them from man, and he told me to look out for the felons, and that's what I did.
Ooh-wee. May you definitely have a blessed evening and remainder of this week, and definitely wish those around you well.
And you too, Al, be safe, because, you know, what you do ain't easy, and it ain't safe when you telling the truth and getting the truth out here. So you be safe, and I'm going to pray for your safety throughout this whole voyage that we on.
And thank you once again. I appreciate you. God bless you. You know, as we continue on, and for those online and still holding, we appreciate it. For those who are keeping up with the program, if it's out, look at all of those ones out there on the phone line. Hey, if I come to you and you can't speak, that's all right. You don't have to hang up. We'll go back on hold. But I just want to let people know, in keeping up with what we just said, we do have on Blog Talk Radio, Pastors Thompson. They're on Fridays at 6 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time, 657-383-0613. Also, BMA, Black Man's Army. We meet on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, followed by Black on Black Crime Incorporated at 7:15 p.m., 15415 Kipling Avenue off Ivanhoe. That's between East 152nd St. Clair intersection and Euclid Avenue with a 44110. Before I go to all those ones, followed by 216255, I do believe that maybe what I should do, it's just throw something out there at people that you might not have expected. I get up on my 10-foot step ladder for the soapbox. Won't take more than about a minute, but I just want to climb up here on the soapbox and say a couple music tips from Leah McHenry, who's done some music webinar topics that I like, and then I go to and I might listen to them for about 90 minutes or 2 hours and write down all the info. And number one, She said you should always take time, and as an artist, you should always take time to learn the business side of music, since music is made to be heard. And if no one's hearing it because you aren't learning marketing, then the world's not hearing your music and you aren't making the world a better place because it's in the basement undiscovered. Now, number two, you can spend $5,000 to $10,000 in studio time, but will invest only a fraction in skill, not performing, not, you know, practicing. And then you have no value in education, not getting smart about the industry. So if you can repeat after me, I'm going to take the next three statements. You can repeat them. You need a fan base first. You need a fan base first. You need a fan base first. If you're in the studio with no fan base to market to, it's silly. Getting your life-changing music in front of the right people is how you change the world. Marketing doesn't adulterate or take away or dilute your art. It makes and takes you to more art lovers who will appreciate your art and your talent. As a matter of fact, I think I go to all of these ones and see what's happening out there. How you doing out there all across the board? Going once? Twice? Three times. You know, I'm not going to sing once, twice, three times a lady for the simple fact I cannot sing. Before I go to 216-255, I appreciate you for, if you can't talk and you're working or you're doing something else, I just appreciate you for not hanging up and continuing to join the show. I appreciate it. Sometimes I come to people even though they didn't say they wanted to talk because I feel like you never know what you might add on to a conversation. Before I go to the 216-255, I want to let people know that last Friday, and I'm pulling out the 12-foot step ladder for this soapbox, this 12-foot step ladder, but you'll understand and overstand when I get to it. Last Friday, Cleveland State University main auditorium, you had the voter educational forum. The doors said they opened at 5 o'clock, and the starting time was at 6 p.m. Now, I won't call the black sorority and fraternity names that put this together because it would embarrass them. But they had Wayne Dawson moderating, you know, from Fox 8. And you had like five candidates for the state school board, six more candidates for U.S. Senate, U.S. House of Representatives, and state legislature, respectively. So you had six of those people put together. But number one, the flyer never made it to the Black Studies Department, which is right around the corner from the auditorium. And the interim head, Dr. Donna White, didn't know about it. Prester Pickett didn't know about it. The secretary, Jason, didn't even know, or Miss Renee works in there. No one knew. And there weren't flyers in there for extra people to pick up. Now, since Wayne Dawson was moderator, I will go in with my, I guess, Stacey Dash voice. They just say Fox 8 News moment and say that those jigaboos running it from the frat and sorority ain't mentioned that they were even around the corner from the Black Studies Department on a flyer. Now, they had no media coverage. And it's sad when you have Wayne freaking Dawson. Fox 8 News didn't even cover it. Media should have known about it. Now, I will say in part, let's blame voter apathy can be blamed for this also, for there only being 53 people in a room built for 200-plus occupancy. But wait a second. Why start at 6:40 p.m.? I mean, if you're going to start that late, maybe some of the people who came in from the fraternity and the sorority that put it on, they could have went around to the school if school was letting out and let different ones know, come on in the room, it's free. But anyway, you had 53 people in there, minus Wayne Dawson, minus 11 candidates, including Beverly Goldstein, Stephanie House, Cassandra McDonald. Okay, so we got about 41 people in there. Wait. Minus the frat brothers and sorority sisters. Now we're down to 30 people. Wait. Minus husbands, wives, candidate supporters. Down to 24. Wait. Minus Nate Simpson of Black Votes Matter, LaVon of Simply, United Together, Larry H. Garner, Headlines and Headaches off of Voice of Radio, Band in the Streets. All right, down to 20 people. You know, the people who did it should have just begged the whole campus to come out, but a lot of students didn't even know that it was going on. And it's sad because the ones there was preaching to the choir on voting and missed the masses. You got a lot of people saying F voting. That's who they should have targeted, or people who needed the info. Damn, I'm done. I'm going to the person who waited this, like, patiently for me. 216-255. 216-255, how you doing out there?
Hey, good evening, Al. Well, this is Don. You got a new number.
Okay.
I didn't know if you recognized it. Yep. And
what's happening, brother?
Well, you know, there's been a lot going on. I mean, we saw the demolition of, or the dismantling of the gazebo at the rec center.
Yes.
Where Tamir Rice was shot and killed by the Cleveland police, who are still working on the force. And I did call the city to ask why that's still occurring. And actually, Blaine Griffin called me back today. I missed
wow.
his call. I was in the middle of something else, so I didn't get to talk to him and see what his answer was going to be of why these police officers are still working on the job, you know, after gunning down the young man 2 years ago. So, you know, I mean, the family wanted to see that that gazebo taken away. I mean, his mother did. So, you know, that's good then. And she, you know, from what I heard, she kept that young boy under close, you know, on a short leash. And the day he
right.
went out that day, I just heard this recently, that was like one of the first times she actually let him go out and play by himself.
Mm.
I don't know if you ever heard that. And that was, she really was, you know, watching over her young boy and you know, because she, so that was a sad, you know, and then when people come and say, oh, how come she's not paying attention to what her kid's doing? You know, bull. I mean, this is a mom
right.
who loved her boy and gave him a good upbringing, and this is what happened. So it's sad, and then we find another one getting killed out in 13-year-old in Columbus. I don't know what the story
yes.
is behind that. Of course, the police know their lines now. He was doing an armed
mm-hmm.
robbery, they said. So, you know.
Yes.
Let's find out the facts, right? I don't know if you've heard any more about that case. But we all
not
just,
yet,
the community
no.
got to come together, you know, and support people that are suffering from all this violence and, you know, and just keep spreading the love every time we can. I was on the bus today, and I was lucky enough to have a little black girl sit next to me. I'm, you know, an older white guy, and her mom was in this other seat over there. And I said hello to the mom and waved or whatever, and I was reading a book. And then I had a children's book in my backpack just by chance. And I said, oh, do you want to look at a book? She says, sure. I said, if it's okay with your mom. And her mom said, okay. So then she was looking at the picture. She didn't know how to read. But I said, you can keep the book if you want. And guess what that little girl did? She looked at me and she gave me a big hug. And I just
oh,
thought that was so sweet. So, you know, I got a new friend. Hopefully I'll see them again on the bus.
There you go. I have a question, Brother Don. And
yes.
since it's a commercial and question, tomorrow, 5:30 p.m., for those who want to deal with change in the police policy, the Department of Justice consent decree will meet at 5:30 p.m. tomorrow at 4909 Lorraine Avenue, Urban Community School. Now, I received a phone call from Charles C. because he had brought, like, the department consent decree to Black Crime headquarters when we were on Euclid before we moved to Kipling, as they were just getting in and everything like that. And he was, like, telling me, look, you better be at a meeting like that. And I'm asking you, do you see from maybe last Thursday's meeting that's supposed to be now dealing with use of force policy, do you feel like that personally may be changing? If so, if not, what's your opinion, your overview?
Okay, so use of force policy has been reworked with the Community Police Commission, from what
okay.
I understand. And, you know, it seems like the consent decree had already covered a lot of that, but I believe the Community Police Commission tweaked it some, and I'm not remembering specific examples, but I do know that the consent decree said that, you know, police officers must de-escalate a situation. And I guess the Community Police Commission changed the language to say, you know, they must. I think before it was just suggested, and now the Community Police Commission said they must de-escalate a situation so it doesn't, you know, get to a point where there's going to be violence. And you're treating somebody with mental illness, you have to come in with a different frame of mind. And, you know, Al, I think it's a good thing what they're doing, and I want to try to go to that meeting, but I've been a little bit my wings got clipped when my car broke down, so I haven't been able to get to all these meetings. So I encourage people to look at the website of the Community Police Commission to get the details. So it's what is it? I mean, you could just Google search Cleveland Community Police Commission. I can't remember the exact website, I'm sorry to say. But
no problem,
I can text and see if that helps. But, yeah, people should really check into that and see exactly what's on the agenda. And they're asking for public comment. Did you get to go to the last meeting? I didn't last week.
Yes, a few members did get to go to that one. Meeting before I did, and I was very thankful. But now it looks like they want this second particular meeting to really represent more of us, meaning activists and Johnny Q. Citizen and Jill Q. Citizen, to be fair, to at least put the input in there. So I just wanted to throw that out there and say I thank you for being that watch person on point.
Yeah, I'm going to try to make it, and I'll keep my tabs on it. So I encourage people to go ahead and Google that and find out exactly what the Community Police Commission is trying to put out to us and ask for our comments. So that's a good thing. All right. Thank you. I'll be listening.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, no problem. And as a matter of fact, if you give me about maybe 2.5 minutes, once again, I repeat that tomorrow, 5:30 p.m., for those who want to, deal with the direct change with the policy in policing. The Department of Justice decree will meet at 5:30 p.m. tomorrow, 4909 Lorraine Avenue, Urban Community School. And as I pull out this 18-foot step ladder for this soapbox, 18-foot step ladder, give me about maybe 2 minutes as I let people know why it is that we do what we do. Because Officer Alan Buford was charged by Cuyahoga Community Grand Jury with negligent homicide for fatally shooting 18-year-old Brandon Jones outside a Parkwood Avenue store on March 19, 2015, as the Cleveland cop is on desk duty until this clears. Yep, we'll see how this works. You see, Officer Buford and partner Gregory King, they responded to a report of a break-in at Parkwood Grocery and confronted Jones, who had a bag of stolen coins, cigars, and cigarettes, but no weapon. Now, I will not in any way say Brandon Jones was right to steal anything. He should have been arrested. But according to witnesses, Jones didn't fight, struggle, or try to flee, and he was shot in the chest by Buford while in custody. Now, according to Prosecutor McGinty, that was a shock. Tim McGinty said evidence showed Officer Buford didn't meet the United States Supreme Court standards of police using excessive force. Officer Buford faces 180 days in jail if found guilty of the misdemeanor. Negligent homicide. What the f*** is that? Negligent homicide. Okay. Ohio law says it's one who kills another despite knowing the risk of what you are doing. Sounds like murder. We got to dig deep into the different things of murder, negligent homicide, and all of that next week. But I will try to break it down more next week, but I'll tell you something. If I ever end up in a bad situation where I'm on that other side, I'm going to holler from the beginning myself. Negligent homicide, give me 180 days straight. Don't think that'll work for me, though. Now, Cuyahoga County prosecutor also indicted two former East Cleveland officers in East Cleveland, Denane R. Davidson Dixon, wow, a lot of D's in that name, and Gerald A. Spencer for the July 24th beating of Jesse R. Nickerson. Three counts each of kidnapping, one count of felonious assault, one count conspiracy, one count obstructing official business, one count of civil rights interference and dereliction of duty as they arrested him. And instead of taking him straight to the station, they took Nickerson to Forest Hills Park. You remember the story? We talked about it. And they beat him. Almost broke his jaw. Definitely stay tuned. You know, it's very interesting. If Tim McGinney had done a lot of these police officer things sooner, he might have kept his job after all. I'll be right back. Because they brought this group to our attention, Black Odyssey, let's go and put on some creeping. They, like I say, they brought this group, and the people spoke on them earlier.
Calling back in, unknown trouble, 600 North Mont, 600 North Mont, apartment 4, open 911 line. Any home back in, it's a 2 high incident, 1779 and RD 457.
Enjoy what it is that I'm doing. I want to also take the time and let people know that should you choose, even though I got into one thing earlier, I should have mentioned that the Art McCoy Radio Show is on Sundays at 5 p.m. That's Cleveland Standard Time, WERE 1490 AM, www.newstalkcleveland.com. And then last but not least, I guess I will throw in the fact that you have Saturdays, midnight, 216 Radio, Cleveland Standard Time, 89.3 FM on WCSB.org. You have other shows coming out of not only Case Western Reserve University, you also have, that's the WRUW. You can also check and see what's going on at WCSB.org, Cleveland State, or WJCU, John Carroll University. Make connections for yourself. As a matter of fact, I'm going to at least take about a minute and a half, speak on the fact that you have, this is an interesting homecoming weekend for the Ohio Hip Hop Awards, because the awards actually are Sunday, September 25th, Ohio Hip Hop Awards red carpet, 3 p.m. The actual Ohio Hip Hop Awards is at 6 p.m. Masonic Auditorium, 3615 Euclid Avenue. Winner's Circle After Party is at 10 p.m. Rumors Nightclub, 1266 West 6th Street. Saturday, you have the Tri-C Learn to Earn Music Conference and Music Industry Awards, and that's at the Tri-C Theater, 2900 Community College Avenue, noon, and that's when that happens. But then around the 4 p.m. slot, you have the Fatty Banks All-Star Basketball Game at the Tri-C Metro Gym on 2900 Community College Ave. Then you have the Agora Industry Showcase and MC Battles. That's at 5000 Euclid Avenue at 7 p.m. And then the Unite Ohio Club Anatomy, 1229 West 9th Street, 10 p.m. Friday, going backwards still, Tri-C Learn to Earn Workshops. That's at 2900 Community College Drive, 11 a.m. I'm interested in a workshop, so I'll be at that one. Recording Arts and Technology Lab Walkthrough will be at 2900 Community College Drive at 2 p.m. The Tri-C Power of Words Summit featuring David Banner. That will be at the Tri-C Metro Theater, 2900 Community Drive at 6 p.m. Bone Thugs and Harmony Concert at the Odeon, 1295 Old River Road, 7 p.m. Buckley House Mansion Party. Now, the Buckley House, 10 p.m., yeah, Man in the Streets will stop through that. Thursday is the Hip Hop Homecoming at noon, 12 p.m. Free, featuring artist Cypher, the artist known as Noon, Suicide Holla, DJ New Era. That's at the Tri-C Metro Courtyard, 2900 Community College Ave. Then you have the Tri-C Producer Battle at 3 p.m. That's at Tri-C Metro Auditorium. Wednesday at 6 p.m., you have the EMG Snap and Chat at the EMG Studios, 5247 Warrensville Road. Also Wednesday, 12 noon, you have the Land Movie Discussion at Tri-C Metro Theater, and that's at 2900 Community College Ave. Tomorrow is screening of The Land, 6 p.m. at the Shaker Square Theater as part of the Greater Cleveland Urban Film Festival. Then you have Lyrical Rhythms Rhyme Fest at 2785. That's at Euclid Heights Boulevard at 7 p.m. And then 4 p.m. tomorrow, Black Money Studios, and that's at 5316 Warrensville Center Road, the Cypher and Meetup for the OhioHipHopAwards.com. For more information, OhioHipHopAwards.com. You can also call it 440-752-9717. Reason I did take a little time to go into that is I'm very thankful and blessed to have been a 2010 Humanitarian of the Year for that year, as well as an Ohio Hip Hop Awards Lifetime Award winner. And sometimes I sit back and I say, you know something? Instead of complaining about certain things, for people to just get out and do their own thing, you're not always going to be recognized for what you do. And at the time I received mine, I'd been doing things for almost 13 or 14 years. And you just do things, and sometimes you get noticed, sometimes you don't. But when you flip the coin and you can look in the mirror and notice what you're doing yourself, that's one of the most important things in the world. I'm going to go back and grab a song I like from Beat Effect, Osage, The Wildebeest, Death Certificate. Come on, come on.
Let's make it real, family. Yeah. Make it real, family. Yeah. Animal Kingdom, baby. Yeah. Let's make it real, family. Got my competition baffled with that, damn it, I just cope. Look, ain't need my permission just to be around my notebook. Crack verses like a coat, hanger to a dope hook. Now you hook, cliffhanger, dick, 54 foot. Tell a blind nigga, watch. You know what time it is, stomp a tree to a tree stomp. Make the east jump. Bare arms make you rabbits leak, use your feet chump. Body parts smack out each chump with a tree trunk. Y'all just hollin', you sick to miss your last off. How do I keep talking shit if I just pit my ass off? Blast off, you won't break a sweat in a sauna with the setting on summer. Please, you're sweating as a Bahama breeze. You better wanna leave, I swear on my parents' mama. No telling where I'm from, you're smoking like marijuana leaves. Come there with common thieves, where a llama, Shama, Dama, Jeffrey Dama, down to Kara's mama, tell Obama, please. You know where drama leads, I hop inside the couch and over like, or whatever the problem needs. We have a problem, you said, but I have a problem, jeans. More dangerous than a swarm of bees, running from police. I come shooters, that steel jacket, steel action, field snatching, steel catching, ill like my real jacket. Fuck what they said, motherfucker, break bread. If I ain't killed, you lay your ass there and play dead.
Death, now I'ma shoot you in your head and put my dick in your coagulated blood droplets. Fucking hands up until you pay your nigga, stop it. Bitch, I'm fucking with you. I'm at a beat seat, meaning I'm a beast. If it was odd, if we was drunk, we would suffer, smell like your feces. Beat their mics like they beat their PCs. Beat the bed with different species. Yo, I stick a space modulator in your ass, hater. Rip your balls off and grind up on a cheese grater. Yeah, inform your mom an hour later. The bitch a masturbator, ate a pussy like a annihilator. Just let me say this. If Machine Gun Kelly hit you, say that I'm better, he wouldn't say shit. I got a white man. No, we can't. No, fuck, we fuck.
You know, before we leave out of here, I just want to take the time and go back because I didn't get a chance to do what I should have done, and that's all right. We talked around the subject, but we had our hip-hop workshop episode number 172 a couple weeks ago, and it was real nice that you had people who were there, such as Silver B, Dot, Super Caddy, who paid tribute to Christiana, Onya Cholum, who made a lot of Silver B's crowns, a.k.a. head coverings. I remember when she stayed with me and my ex-fiance for a couple of weeks in 2010, and it was good that we paid the respects to the lady that she is due, DJ Dollar Rocks. Hey, the mic may have had problems, but a true artist perseveres, and it was such a nice job that I was thankful that we were able to get by, and a lot of artists did as well. It was nice that we had EP, Most Electrifying, speaking for voiceatradio.com. You had Anita R. Tobin, Anita R. Tobin, who explained the Hip Hop Congress, what the bleep happened to Hip Hop Music Conference is coming up. Suave held a birthday party celebration for his granddaughter, Michaela, and he joined Eastside at EP on B-Boy Breaking Moves. Voice of Radio CEO BP broke down the station. Most Electrifying, Voice of Radio president, he spoke on building from where you're at. It was nice that you had the Black and Blue Side-by-Side Project was there. Mr. Milligram's Hip Hop Workshop Power Cipher was on point. Arishunda and Ringtone from Go Get 'Em Inc. was there. The Sheriff Kilroy video premiered on the big screen. DJ Dollar Rock mixed in the WWE Nation of Domination and the Stone Cold Steve Austin theme. So it was real nice to see that many people in the room, from Janine Jones, Mr. Ronnie B. the Unforgiven, Mary L., Jan Robinson, Jameer. It was that kind of day that you just are so thankful about, and I wanted to give thanks to all the ones who came through. I know that Suave Gotti released something brand new, his EP, The Suave Report, but I'm going to go back for quite a few years, a couple of decades before there was that Suave Report that just came out. We're going to go back to the remix about, you know.
I'm all about the DNA.
timer, but I can still open up your mind like vagina. Rush like Ernest Biner, clock green like Lima. Bean on the scene is the lyrical rap designer. Yes, it's the S-U-A. Buddha bless you, say. Those who oppose are laid to rest, you make. Remember me, old school, making funky songs. Back when your mama was playing Donkey Kong, I used to chase heifers, but no nasty girl could put their hand on my classic girl. Now who's the man to represent C-Town? I let them know everywhere I put my feet down. Cause deep down, we can put a foot in each town. Tell us to bow down, come here and get beat down. Cause we cap peel, crack grills, and crack deal. Don't sleep on 216, these killers pack steel. Must I be like that? The pump up Cleveland, hey. I hooked up with this magazine.
Cleveland don't love you, so
fool, I bet your mammy, I got so many underground hits, I should win a ghetto Grammy. It's the S-U-A-V-E-G-O-T-T-I, peep it, lyrical rap messiah. Ghetto Bible is my means for survival. DNA level C, hip-hop something to die for. Tall like the Eiffel, no, I mean terminal. Take a raw dose of this here North Coast. Kill a bounty, raise Cowahoga County. Making 216 love songs
love
like
you,
Will. My man Pedigree, yo, he better be in the office hooking up the next issue. Ghetto-minded official, and that voice goes off like PMS. The time we invest, we put in GMS. We turn paper to paper, the latest Cleveland caper. Front page, we grab a get stoned from skyscraper. Cause in my ghetto mind, there's no one as hard as me. That fool started rapping, now he's singing R&B. I knew he was a buster, I knew he'd turn out singing. Hold that thought, my burnout's ringing.
Must I be like that? Must I chase the cat? Must I pack a jack? Cause ghetto mindset put me on fast.
If you love 216 and you definitely in the mix, then throw your hands up high. And if you love big trucks and girls with big butts, then throw your hands up high. And if you kick it in the clubs and hang out with thugs, then throw your hands up high. Cause the GMS Monthly Ghetto Mind State is the only magazine I buy.
Yeah, what's up? Oh yeah, you trying to hook up with the GMS advertisement? Yeah, but look at here. You start out as low as $15, you know what I'm saying? If you're looking for like a full page, we can work something out. You trying to get some color with that? Word.
Must I be like that? Must I chase the cat? Must I pack a jack? Cause ghetto mind stay put me on.
Talking business on that track. Like I say, MC Derek, CGS, Javon, and quite a few others that made it to the workshop. But then again, we've got one coming up in a couple of weeks. Everybody stay safe. I'm very thankful that you tuned in. Peace and be blessed.